From the Latham High Tech Seeds booth at FarmFest 2015, where we thought yesterday was a fantastic day. Ken Hines, Regional Sales Manager for Latham High Tech Seeds. Today is even nicer, isn't it?
It's a beautiful day today, and the traffic is immensely more than it was yesterday. And yesterday, as I understand, did break a record.
So, wow.
So we're doing pretty good.
I think partly, you know, yesterday everybody was saying, well, everybody's combining because we got more small grains in the mixed. I didn't see much wheat around here, but yet today there was the forum. We had Congressman Colin Peterson, Tim Walz, and we had, the Farmers Union, Farm Bureau there. So I think people came out for that.
Yep, this is supposed to be their busiest day here at Farm Fest is this Wednesday, and yeah. You can absolutely see that. You can't ask for nicer weather for this Farm Fest.
Yeah, unbelievable. We've had some perfect days. Even Big Iron in September has been hotter than
normal.
This is, unbelievable. So enjoy it. Folks, come on down. Tomorrow, maybe we'll get a raindrop. And we could use a rain here and at home. Huh?
Well, we could use it all over. I mean, most of the growers are stopping at our booth, at the Latham booth. They just basically said we need a drink. And perfect thing is that I like to see at least an inch a week, sometime during the week. That'd be really perfect now to harvest.
Yeah. What, as I sat there kind of waiting to go on the air at 1 o'clock, there was a couple of folks who went by and said, you got good seed, and there were some waves of affirmation. People down here are planting Latham.
A lot of Latham is planted in this area. This is really heavy for us down here for product. We had one man that stopped in. He said, that's an awful big corn. And I go, yeah, it's in our backdrop behind us. And I go, yeah, it just came from a mile down the road. I said, that's about the size of most of the corn in this area.
Yeah.
He just kind of chuckled, and he asked for a product book. He says he's never planted Latham, but maybe he's going to take a look at it now, being that we got cobs that size.
Yeah. And see, that size, that's about a 4.5-footer there.
That's a 4.5-footer.
Yeah, that would, that one cob would feed a couple of head.
It would.
What are people asking for this year? I mean, obviously, like, as you mentioned yesterday, you're the only seed company here with a price list for 2016. But what do people want here?
You know, they have a weed concern on burn down, and they're asking us what we're going to do and if we have Liberty Link beans, which we do. We have quite a selection of Liberty Link beans. We have actually six varieties of Ironclad, which our Ironclad is our most defensive bean. And they're yielding quite high. Most people put the defensive bean as low yielding. But those six bean has taken the first trials in 2014 and those six events and those six maturity ranges. But yet again, they've come by and asked if we have Enlist and or Extend, which we do. And they're kind of raising their eyebrow about this. And I said, yep, you're right. We have a great toolbox for you guys to choose from. We can help you out. You know, you're just going to need to get a hold of your local representative and work with him or her, and we can field by field, we can get you those great harvest results if that's what you're looking for.
A producer who heard the phrase, the name, the brand Ironclad, pretty self-explanatory what that bean is all about, but explain that.
Well, the Ironclad is that if you, it has to have IDC, and it also has to have phytophthora rating and white mold ratings on the back end. Also cyst. So the cyst in the phytophthora has got to be 2.2 or lower in a score. On the white mold and phytophthora rating has got to be 2.2 or higher.
Okay.
And that's what it has to do to rank in the Ironclad.
So you got a category of Ironclad hybrids, huh?
We do. If you take a look at our product book, not only we have them into the Liberty Link side of things, but even on our general lineup throughout the book, anywhere from the double odds all the way up to our full season bean.
Okay, so it's not a certain type of genetics. It's just these are some pretty well-developed seeds. Huh?
They are genetics.
Yeah.
Being family-owned, we can go out there and we can work out of the five big companies. So we're choosing genetics and the best genetics for our local area. And that's what's really advantageous to the grower is that we're here, we're site specific, and we're raising plants in our test plots to prove that this is working in their area.
At this point, the genetic chain, when you go up the genetic chain to the top, they are all courting the local seed companies, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, yes, they are. And, you know, whether you're playing out of the A playbook or the D playbook, you know, we're pretty much up in the very top end of things, choosing genetics. And with our lineup of beans and our first trials that we had done last year, you can see that we have a great lineup of genetics coming out.
Sure. What are you the proudest of? Let's say the NDSU plots. What work?
Well, you know, we have a 1.8 bean down there, the 1856.
I told you I wasn't going to ask you about numbers, and you're the one that came up with them.
Yeah, well, not, I'm coming up with that because, you know, that bean down here just took us all over. Yeah. You know, it did 82.9 bushels. Everybody that's planted in this area are loving the bean right now. And a lot of pods on. They're potting from the bottom up, of course, and a lot of flowers yet. A lot of aphids. They're trying to take care of that so they can get good harvest results here in a few weeks or a month or so.
Yeah. And but the bean crop looks good here. Again, there is some hybrid. There are some genetics where they really bred in a lot of plant vigor. And so now they got tall beans that may not have as many pods. Some of these medium-sized bean plants are really well endowed with pods.
They are. You know, and not only that, is the corn's doing good down here, too. And it's doing all good all over in the valley, even up where we're at. But the 5215 corn that we have down here, man, you can't ask for a better corn. And that had taken the first trials immensely strong in most all categories.
Yeah. For your varieties, are they certain population that you'd like to encourage, or guys increasing their populations every year?
You know, we do, and we encourage them to talk to their representative, especially in their area. We usually go field by field, and that's how we want to get involved with the grower. Not necessarily that these high yielding beans and or corn might be exactly right for their property, mm-hmm. or their ground. And that's why it's really important to get a hold of one of us, especially their dealer, and find out field by field what should be on there with beans and or soybeans.
Yeah, because it's not just heavy clay or sandy loam. There's sodicity, salinity issue, all kinds of things to look at.
You know, and you know as well as anybody else, we can take a quarter land and one end is perfect, and you get down to the other end, and it could be all sand loam.
Yeah.
You know.
There's also, you know, some of these new planters where you can put in different varieties, different numbers in the same field, and depending on.
Yeah, variable rate planting is getting to be a big thing. We're getting to see more and more of that all the time, especially in the Red River Valley, where you get some big land up there that they're farming quarters at a time, not 80 acres at a time. We have it down here also.
Yeah, all right. Ken Hines, Latham High Tech Seeds, thanks for being our great host here, and we'll chat again before day is done, I hope.
Thanks, Mick.
All right.